The Enlightenment Prayer, written by Jeff Thompson, read by Craig Conway, and produced by Paul Shamassian. Lord, God Almighty, the universe. A word, if you don't mind. A word about me. Actually, more precisely, a word about me and my specious requests. When I beg you for enlightenment now, without gestation or acclimatization, know that I ask for more light than I can currently bear. Please proffer me time and patience in its stead. And when I complain, and complain, as I always complain, that, Lord, but I am ready, I beg you to know that I am not ready. If I were so sure of myself, I would not need to talk all of the time. And when I call for clement weather, send me instead a north wind, the same wind that you sent the Vikings. The wind that made the Vikings will surely be the making of me. And whilst talking of Vikings, Lord, when I ask for the warrior's sword and armor, send me in its stead a warrior's journey and a mapless terrain that will layer fold over fold to my spirit. Because it is the hard passage that sculpts fine character and setting our own course that inspires wisdom. Everything else is decoration. And Almighty, when this journey brings me to doubt, which it must, and I plead for certainty, please pretend that you misheard me and guide me instead towards faith, where to know that there is too much to know is to know enough. And on this long journey, Lord, I know that tiredness will call, and him fallen will rest upon my weary back and whisper promises of ascension before the 40th day. Sojourn me in the place of misery and wickedness, if even a breath separates his tender from my negation. Because what he calls the fast road, I know to be death. And when I ask for tomorrow's dew today, because today seems a meagre store, and I will ask, please retreat me back to yesterday's poverty so as I might better appreciate my current abundance, the present bliss. And when bliss and difficulty swap their turn, as they are apt to do, and I plead for escape, please plunge me deeper into the forge that I might later emerge, if not a tempered blade, at least a better man. Judging also is not my strong suit, Master. So when I point at another splinter, please place before me my reflection that I might see the mote in my own eye. And when I look for lottery, as I always look for lottery, bring me not the lute of Solomon. Just a looking glass will suffice, and a reminder that I am, and that is all the fortune I need. And one more thing, great Christos. Before I suffer yet another forgetting, if I keep making cloy my hanker, especially when I already have so much and others have so little, give it to me. Satisfy my glut. Drown me in diamonds and pearls, carriages and caravans of precious metal. Give me homes on every continent. Give me the titles and honors and accolades cast in gold. Because if I keep asking for added worth without at least proffering further labor, then I deserve the road of the wicked, dark as night, and that is surely where this greed will bring me. Perhaps then, along the poet's road of excess, I might, finally, find my place of wisdom, the righteous road, getting brighter and brighter until daylight comes.